Good very early morning, Audio Boo. This is on my boo, because Robert decided he couldn't be bothered to boo. I think you must be ill, darling.
Sorry.
So, because you normally do the tasting boos, don't you?
I do.
So, this is a beer taste... Pardon me, a beer tasting with a difference, isn't it, Robert?
Well, yeah.
Quarter past three in the morning. That's one of the differences.
One of the differences, yeah. And Fia's just had curry at two in the morning. We are... basically, what am I trying to say? I wanted some beer the other day in Waitrose.
And you've got some.
I couldn't work out what exactly I'm putting off the shelf, but I thought, well, I'll take something off, you know. I'll take it off the ale side, so hopefully it'll be something nice. And get it back here, and I opened it up, and it fizzed and as I put it in the glass. And I was thinking, this smells really fresh, this beer. Really, really fresh. And I took a big sniff. It smells like ginger beer. And it's got no head on it. I'm just going to take a sip now. I'm not the world's biggest fan of ginger beer, but let's see. Here we go. First one, taking a sniff. It's sort of sweetness and lightness with ginger. Here we go. For ginger beer, the initial taste is okay. It then tastes as though you've stuffed your mouth full of root ginger.
That's good, isn't it?
I can feel it going down inside me. It's like drinking medicine. It's like warmth going down inside, you know. Well, it's like Vic Vapor Rub.
Oh, yeah.
It's, interesting.
Oh, it's a shame, VI Podcasting is not here. Because he loves ginger. He'd take it off your hands, no problem. Yeah.
It'll taste.
Yeah. I like ginger beer. Wow, you've got a whole massive, great big mug of it.
Pint.
Yeah. I'll finish laughing first.
The majority's going to be going down the drain.
No, you can't do that.
Okay, well, you finish it then.
Mmm. That's quite good. I don't know what you're complaining about. It's not that strong.
I'll let you drink it.
Your reaction was priceless, though.
Was it?
It was something along the lines of... Managed to pick up ginger beer. That was clever of me, wasn't it? Proper understated Robert reaction, you know.
Should I hold the recorder?
Oh, good idea. Yeah, there you are. Yeah, see, now I think this is much nicer than your usual beers.
By the way, everybody, I do apologise for the noisy drinking noises. Oh, no, he stopped.
Yes, Robert, stopped drinking.
Here we go. No? Every time I get near with the phone, he stops. No, Vance. Oh, you're going to sniff the phone, are you?
I'm not very excited.
What, the ginger beer?
The phone.
Oh, the phone.
Yeah. I wouldn't have thought for a dog.
No.
What are you doing?
Moving my coat so you can sit down.
Oh, thank you. It's alright, it's Robert, you know.
So I've been told. By you, at least. Not sure I believe it. Can you move left a titchy bit, please?
Yeah, there we go. Oh, and Robert's phone. If I write ginger anywhere in this boo description, Robert's phone will call it Jinger.
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 Yeah.
Poor Fia dying of a cough.
Well, not actually dying, because that would be a bit rubbish.
How do you know? It could be the end.
I don't think so.
It would be very sad.
Yeah, well, it's not the end, so that's all right then.
Do you not think so?
No, I've had coughs before.
And you haven't died?
Well, obviously not.
You could be the reincarnation of yourself.
And that would just be really weird. Well, I'm quite enjoying this ginger beer.
I've had quite enough of it. I could still feel it in my chest.
You're quite weird, aren't you? And you're quite a ginger wuss, actually.
A ginger wuss?
Yeah.
I quite, you know, I don't mind ginger in... Well, I like ginger in dishes.
So you can't have it on plates, it has to be in a dish. Don't tickle me, I've got a drink in my hands.
Yeah, so I like it in, you know, Southeast Asian food, but...
No, you said you liked it in dishes.
I've corrected myself, dearest.
yeah, but it was better when you said
I've done
dishes.
A U-turn.
No, a U-turn. Not a me-turn.
No. Hang on. It'd be more space if we turn your handbag the other way round. Okay. Get back up a titchy bit. Thank you.
Yeah, there you are.
Stuff. What was it? Oh, yeah.
You like ginger and dishes.
And I like it.
And Asian food.
And I like it in... Oh, you're putting me off.
Oh, it's such fun, though.
Rhubarb crumble and things like that.
Rhubarb crumble? That's a weird thing.
Yeah, it's to balance out the rhubarb. Yeah, a bit of ginger.
Robert's sort of put his head back and looking into space now. It's a bit strange.
It's a disappointment to not getting beer.
Aww.
Looking forward to all that washing up I was doing. I was thinking, at the end of it, I'm at least going to get beer.
You did?
Disaster. Disaster. I might have to finish off your bottle of wine.
Hang on, I've only had one glass.
Yeah.
I was gonna be really nice then and say, feel free to have a glass of my wine. But yeah, I think I've changed my mind now.
It is nice wine, isn't it?
Yeah, but you can't have the rest of the bottle because that'd be like loads of glasses.
It is 2.5. It's River Path Sauvignon Blanc.
Sauvignon Blanc, I think you'll find.
Will you shut up and stop correcting me, madam?
No.
In this country, we say Blanc.
Blanc.
Because we
Blancety
are,
Blanc.
Because we are not French, funnily enough.
Doesn't mean you have to get it wrong.
Yes, but that's like saying you can't pronounce Paris as Paris. You've got to pronounce it as Paris.
Well.
And what a...
No, because if you were going to go on... If you were going to go on that theory... There's a better word, but I can't think
premise.
Of it. That's the one. You would say Sauvignon White. And you don't. You say Blanc. So.
No, because Blanc is now a word that has been absorbed into the English culture and is used in the same way as words like, other words that are used in the English culture. that are not springing to mind very quickly. Hang on, what French words do we use? We do use some.
I think you're talking a load of ballot, actually.
I can't think of what the word was. Lots of words that we use.
It's good, this. I'm enjoying it.
Serviette. There we go.
Serviette.
It's French. The napkin.
I think it's actually in the English dictionary now, though.
And RSVP. But that's the point I'm making. We've absorbed it into English culture.
Of sponge.
Sorry?
Absorbed it. Oh, never mind.
She's impossible, ladies and gentlemen. Impossible.
It's my boo. I can be impossible if I want to.
It's my boo, and I'm impossible if I want to.
Yeah, exactly.
Impossible if I want to. Impossible if I want to.
You wouldn't scan too if you wrote this song, ooh.
Yeah, brilliant.
I think you should have another sip of ginger beer now.
Oh, I really just got over the indigestion from the first.
Ginger's good for you.
That's the problem. One of them, anyway. Yeah, I like ginger. I don't have a problem with ginger, but when it's in beer, it's a bit concentrated.
Yeah, but I still think you should have some more because you say funny things afterwards. For the sake of the boo.
I have to hold my nose. Hang on, how do I hold my... Can you hold my nose for me?
No! Hold your own nose.
I haven't got a spare hand. It's behind you.
Just be a man and drink it.
I'm a mouse.
You're bigger than me. Come on. And anyway, you don't have to do the sniffing ceremony.
Here we go. Deep breath. It's foul.
It's not.
Water foul. It'd be quackers to drink it.
Oh yeah, it's ducks quacking, not hens, whoops.
Let's say with more hens. I'll give you that back, you can finish it.
Okay.
Yuck.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something a bit funnier than that. I'm disappointed now.
What, then yuck?
Yeah.
Yuckity yuck. And chop ginger beer is a really good idea.
Hey, that rhymed and everything.
In principle.
That didn't.
But... really, in practice, who wants to drink all that ginger?
Paul would drink it, like I said.
Well, Paul is a friend of yours.
Yeah. Oh, you don't like him anymore.
No, I'm not saying that at all. Paul is a gentleman and a very pleasant person. But
you don't really know him yet, I suppose.
No, it's nothing like that. Paul is a friend of yours, so he's mad.
Oh, I see. Well, hang on, Mark's a friend of yours. He's clearly mad.
Yeah, your point being?
I don't think we can say, oh, friends of mine are mad and friends of yours aren't, really. That doesn't work.
Okay. Just an idea.
Yeah. Very flawed one.
Flawed.
Yeah.
You're flawed by the statement.
What?
Flawed. I think other flawed. I think not ceiling.
Yeah. Drive me up the wall.
We're going to have to put a ceiling on this. I think you've had your window of opportunity.
Oh dear.
Well, it's an exciting boo this. I mean, I have to say, it really is quite thrilling. I'm going to be running out to buy it.
You don't have to buy it, it's going to be free.
Oh, will it? Oh, what a bargain. I'll be running out to get it for free.
Yeah, good. I don't think you have to run anywhere, actually. I think it just comes to you on your phone.
Does it?
Yeah, it's good that. Because you follow me, don't you, darling?
All the time.
That's what started all the trouble.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, just think, if you'd never followed me on the boo, you'd be drinking ginger beer by yourself now, or throwing it away. Pardon me.
Yeah.
Pardon me. Oh, that's a ginger burp.
And, I probably wouldn't have had a walk by the river today.
Nope.
And I would have got lots of sleeping done.
Yeah, lots of it. And that's it. That's all you would have done.
Sleeping is a very important thing. It's underrated.
No, you can go overboard with these things.
How can you be underrated and overboard at the same time?
Because I said so. And it's my boo.
We've been there before. We've just been around in a big circle, everybody. It's my boo, and I'll cry. No, I'll...
I'm not going to cry on it.
It's my boo and I'll die. No, not die.
I'm not going to die either. No.
What's the word?
I don't know.
Oh, not why.
Oh, should we tell them about my silly dream?
I had a dream. Someone was cuddling.
Yeah. The bloke who played Paul in The Archers, who's now been killed off. And we're talking modern Paul, so Paul who had a thing with Lillian, not Paul who used to be married to Christine about a gazillion years ago when...
I think that must be before I was born.
Yeah, but I've got vintage Archers cassettes.
I see.
So Paul Morgan. Anyway, the bloke who played him, I had this dream that he and I were having a nice cuddle.
Or, as Fee put it, I've been unfaithful to you.
Yeah, in my dream.
In my dreams.
The thing is, though, as, you know, being awake, I don't even remotely fancy this actor at all.
Oh, he'll be heartbroken.
He will, won't he?
Yeah.
But in the dream, dearest, he was quite nice.
Dearest actor, I'm sure you're lovely, really.
Michael Fenton Stevens.
Fenton!
Oh, yeah, like the YouTube thing.
Yeah. If you don't know what I'm talking about, Audioboo, then Google Fenton.
And Richmond.
No, Fenton will get it.
Oh, really?
It's that famous.
Wow. I wonder what happens if you search Audioboo for Fenton.
We'll have to find out.
Oh, actually, there was some recent boos today to do with Fenton. And it was just that bloody fire thing that they keep uploading. It's really irritating.
A fire thing?
Yeah, they keep uploading, I don't know what they are, boos of, I don't know, fire service radio traffic or something?
Oh, right, I see.
So there's different places, so it's like, I don't know.
Charlie Oscar 3, please go to fire.
I've never actually listened to them because I just can't be bothered, but there's loads of these things, like different places in America, I think, saying fire 0719 or whatever, I don't know. It's just really annoying and it clogs up the boo stream of recent boos.
Well, don't follow them.
I don't, it's recent boos.
I see.
Because when I publish a boo, I often look at the recent boos because I like to see what my boo's nestling in between.
Oh.
And cuddling.
Like a thorn between two roses.
No, that's your boos, darling.
Oh, sorry, dearest. Makes you sick, doesn't it, everybody?
Not me, because I'm drinking ginger and it's really good for my digestion.
Ugh, I know this already. Looks a bit too good.
How can it be too good for your digestion?
Speeds it up.
Speeds it up? Oh, that was a weird siren in the middle of the night. Speeds it up, oh dear. Okay, let's not actually go into more detail of that, really. Might be too much information for all concerned, to be honest. See, I don't find that. For me, it settles things down. And makes things good. You're just odd.
Nobody's ever told me this before. It comes as a great shock. And surprise. Disappointment. Or something. I am quite tired, actually.
Yeah, I think it's bedtime soon, isn't it?
I think so.
It's probably bedtime hours ago, actually. Are you going to explain to the Booniverse why we're still up at a stupid time?
Well, we had a very nice dinner of...
chips.
Ages ago. That was lunch. We had a very nice dinner...
At tea time.
Shh. Stop interrupting. We had a very nice dinner of pretty horrible naan bread with some potatoes I can't remember the name of.
Pakora-type things.
Was it cayenne potatoes or whatever?
I can't remember, but...
Anyway, we had that, and then at the end of it, Fee had the audacity to go, please, sir, Can I have some more?
That's not actually what I said.
And me, being the most wonderful, kind, generous person, said, of course, dearest V, you can have whatever you want, as long as you let me go and have a sleep first.
Yeah, then he said I could wake him up in a quarter of an hour. So I tried and got short shrift.
Yeah.
Then I tried again about half an hour later because somebody phoned and got even shorter shrift. So I thought, do you know what? You stay asleep in there and I'll stay near.
Suited me.
Watch it, you. So I played on the computer and produced a beautiful audio boo of Thames Water.
Not the water company.
And, no, actual Thames Water from the River Thames on with the high tide and some birds nearby. And it's in my boo stream. So I did that. But it was teamwork, because even though Robert was asleep while I was editing and producing the boo, he'd actually crouched down and put the microphone quite near the sound at the time it happened. So it was a team job, and I should have credited you, and I didn't.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Poor. I think I'm going to have to go to bed. I'm so tired.
Pardon me, again. Oh, dear.
Fee is all burpy.
Yeah, well, it's just ginger beer.
That's when I try to complain that my beer is causing me to be burpy. You don't accept it.
I do, I just still think it's funny. Because you try and be all polite and proper and stuff, and then you go, bah!
Not quite like that.
Sometimes it is. Yeah, Vance knows what's going on. He just sighed. He just did a big sigh. Weird humans, I suspect he's thinking. Mm. We're going to Hyde Park today, later today.
Mm.
Aren't we?
Mm.
We're going to see what we can hear of the Radio 2... comes in the park or something or other.
Yeah.
Whatever it is
they're doing. Your phone, if it's still recording.
Well, I'll stop it in a minute.
I'm sleepy.
You're always sleepy.
I'm more sleepy than normal.
That's what they'll write on your gravestone. I'm sleepy.
I might have to remake the bed again, by the way, because it's already pulled off at your side.
Well, you better do it then.
Hmm.
Since you're the one that wants to go to bed first.
Oh, great. That's what I'm going to fall asleep here.
I'll tell you what. You're not. No, you're not. Because once I've drunk this ginger beer, I shall wake you up. It'll be quite dramatic. Tickle. Dramatical. Get it? Robert's pretending to be asleep. He's pretending he can't hear, but I know he can. I know he can. You can't sleep here. There's loads of rubbish on the sofa. Like my netbook and my handbag. And your coat, or that was. Well, there's my netbook and handbag and some cushions. And there's a Robert, but he's not rubbish.
Mm-mm.
He's in the wrong place, though. Come on, you. Up you get, up you get, up you get. Come on, I'm drinking your ginger beer for you. You could at least be grateful.
I'm grateful.
Well, get up then. Please. Darling.
All right, hang on. What are you, Sergeant Army Major? No, Army Sergeant Major.
Yeah. I'd be good at that, wouldn't I?
Yeah, you would.
Forward march!
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. And pick those knees up.
I said pick them up.
Stop slacking, you at the back there.
Stop slacking, Johnson.
I can't see you, but I just know you're slacking.
Hmm. So now he's cuddling me and sort of half lying down in the hope that I'll relent, but he should know by now that this is not going to work. And he's giggling behind me. I can feel it. He's trying not to make a noise, but he's giggling. He's giggling. Giggle, giggle, giggle. No, don't. I've got a drink in my hand. Oh, dear. Don't do that. I'm recording. Dear, these men. I'm not going to expand on what happened there, but it was a bit rude, shall we say. I'm going to stop recording because Robert is being rude and naughty, and such things are not for public consumption. So, good night, everybody, or good morning. Have a lovely Sunday. Robert's pretending to snore now. That's actually what you sounded like the other day. You did. So what would happen if... It worked. It made the pitch change. Come on, up you get, please. No, not yet. I want them to see that you're going to be a man and get up.
Why are you getting up about being a man?
Because I said so. And it's my boo.
Come on, be a woman and get up.
I'm drinking your ginger beer for you, you wuss.
I'm not a wuss.
You are?
You're a wuss.
No, because you wouldn't drink it. It's not horrible, it's quite nice.
It's
yucky. No, it's nice.
I'll tell you what would improve it.
What?
Removing the ginger.
You strange person. Well, good night, good morning, whatever it is, wherever you are in the world. Bon appetit if you're about to eat.
That is absorbed into the English language, as we were saying
earlier. I'm bored now.
You're bored.
I'm bored. Yep, so I'm bored. Bye, good night. You gonna say goodbye?
Goodbye.
One of your perfunctory efforts, was it?
Yes.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Be gone with you.
Oh, it hasn't paused yet. Oh dear. Oh, there we go. Night, night, boo-ka-mew. Bye-bye.